Welcome to the Future in Stainless Steels. The following is a discussion outlining the benefits of one of a series of new products from Avista, one of the world's largest producers of stainless steels. The interviewee on this audio cassette is Dr. Ralph Davison of Technical Marketing Resources. Dr. Davison serves as Avista's Director of Technical Development.
What is 2205?
2205 is a newly commercial grade of stainless steel. With 22 chrome and 3 moly, it is superior to type 317L in pitting and crevice corrosion resistance. It is extremely resistant to chloride stress corrosion cracking, and 2205 is about twice as strong as type 316L. This new duplex stainless steel is a highly cost-effective engineering material.
Stop right there. What is duplex?
Duplex can be two of anything, but in this case it means a steel that has two phases. For stainless steels, duplex has come to mean a steel that is about half and half, austenite and ferrite. Austenite is the tough structure that comes from alloying with nickel, such as what you have in type 304 and type 316. Ferrite is the nickel-free structure that is typical of type 409 and type 430.
Why would I want a stainless steel that is half and half?
Austenitic grades like 304 and 316 are excellent materials, easy to fabricate, really tough, and easily repaired. But they do have a few limitations. For example, these grades are highly susceptible to chloride stress corrosion cracking, so they cannot be used for some heat transfer applications. Also, they contain such large amounts of nickel that they are rather costly. On the other hand, ferritic grades do not have stress corrosion cracking problems, and they do not contain nickel. But they lack the toughness necessary for safe installation of heavy sections. A duplex steel is an effort to get the best of both by going halfway.
So why didn't we have duplex stainless steels before now?
We have had duplex stainless steels for a long time. For example, AISI Type 329. These early duplex grades, which we often call the first generation duplexes, have excellent properties in the fully annealed condition. However, when you weld them, it is difficult to restore the ideal phase balance that was present in the mill annealed condition. Alloy elements are not equally at home in austenite and ferrite. A full anneal gives these elements time enough to reach the best phase balance. A quick cycle, such as welding, catches the chrome and moly in the wrong phase, and you get less than optimal corrosion resistance and toughness.
If you call that the first generation, then it sounds like you have something better as a second generation.
You're right. The key to the second generation of duplexes is the addition of nitrogen. Nitrogen has several good effects. It provides strength, it increases pitting resistance, and it is an inexpensive austenite former, replacing some nickel. But its most important effect is that nitrogen causes the austenite to form quicker at a higher temperature so that the elements have more time to get to the proper phase. With nitrogen, the second generation duplexes can be welded and still retain virtually all of the excellent properties that they have in the fully annealed condition.
So once you add nitrogen, you don't have to worry about the duplex stainless steels anymore?
Now that's a little too strong a statement. Nitrogen makes the duplex grades much more resistant to problems, but you can still get into trouble. Even with nitrogen, there is still a maximum exposure time in the 1350 to 1800 F range before the steel is degraded by the formation of intermetallic compounds.
Intermetallic compounds? What's that?
In a stainless steel or alloy, the chromium and molybdenum need to be in solution within the alloy in order to provide the corrosion resistance. When the steel is exposed in the 1350 to 1800 F range, as happens next to a weld, the chrome and moly get together to form a real compound, a small particle within the steel. When that has happened, the chrome and moly are no longer available to provide corrosion resistance. This compound or phase, often called sigma phase, also embrittles the steel. Nitrogen delays this reaction but cannot stop it. The good news is that you can always reverse the process by annealing. But in a big structure, you may be forced to cut out the affected area and start over.
Is 2205 the only second-generation duplex?
Now that nitrogen makes duplex grades reliable, many duplex grades are offered. Most of these grades are proprietary to individual producers, and very few of them are available in all product forms. 2205 is an exception. Many producers offer 2205 in at least one product form. Avista is one of very few producers who offers 2205 in virtually every product form.
With a lot of producers making 2205, are all 2205s the same?
No, they are not. It is important that the composition and processing be very tightly controlled to produce 2205 that is in the best possible condition for the end user. You know that there can be differences in quality among producers of common grades. These differences are tremendously magnified when we make a grade as technically sophisticated as 2205.
Well, as long as I order to ASTM and ASME requirements, I should be all right.
I am sorry to say that is not the case for duplex stainless steels. The effect of intermetallics on toughness and corrosion resistance is not really addressed by the code. Additional requirements are being studied by ASTM and ASME, but until these requirements appear in the specs, it is going to be up to the user to specify the additional requirements.
Additional requirements? Like what?
Avista guarantees a higher level of quality for its 2205 by selling Avista 2205 Code Plus 2. This Code Plus 2 is a trademark that indicates that Avista has imposed two additional specifications on its 2205 in order to assure the best quality. First, we use nitrogen in the range 0.14 to 0.20% instead of the 0.08 to 0.20% allowed by ASTM. We often call this 14-min nitrogen, but what we mean is that nitrogen is in the upper half of its permitted range. This nitrogen makes the steel more difficult to produce, so some of our competitors don't like the idea. But we believe that the nitrogen is necessary so that the user can be confident that his fabricated structure will have the good properties of the mill product.
Okay. Higher nitrogen makes Code Plus 1. What else do I need to specify?
You need to know that the mill product has been annealed and quenched in such a way that all intermetallics have been completely dissolved. There are several ways to test for this effect. You can look for the intermetallics by metallography. This method is fast and direct, but there is no numerical acceptance criteria that can be used as a basis for commercial specification. Another way is a toughness test. For example, you can specify 40 foot-pounds at minus 40F in a full-size Sharpie V-notch test. It is not cheap, but there is no argument about how to use the test method. It might be possible to use a chemical corrosion test, but not until it is demonstrated that the test is well correlated to the intermetallics problem and is really effective at screening out questionable material.
So what is the 2 of Avista Code Plus 2?
The second feature of Code Plus 2 is a sequence of quality control procedures. For example, in production of plate, we water quench each plate after annealing, no matter what the thickness. Quenching assures that the sample cut from the corner of the plate is representative of the whole plate. It also assures that the thermal exposure time is reserved to the fabricator and not wasted by slow cooling at the mill. Every plate is tested because it is the heat treatment of individual plates that controls the quality of 2205. At Avista, we have developed a correlation between our metallographic evaluation and plate toughness. We guarantee that the plate shall be capable of 40 foot-pounds at minus 40F for a full-size Sharpie test. The combination of higher nitrogen and this quality control procedure for the absence of intermetallics is Avista Code Plus 2. It is what the user needs to have confidence in 2205.
Remind me why 2205 is worth this trouble.
For a cost of only about 40% above that of 316L, Avista 2205 Code Plus 2 provides pitting resistance better than that of 317L, excellent stress corrosion cracking resistance, and strength over twice that of 316L.
A new grade is a hassle, but I want those properties. What about fabrication?
2205 has excellent ductility for forming, but you have to remember that it is twice as strong as the common austenitics. But designs with 2205 often take advantage of this strength for downgauging, so thinner product is actually easier to form.
How about welding?
Welding is not difficult, but it is a little different. If you go too low in heat input with 2205, the heat affected zone may be excessively ferritic and lacking in toughness. High nitrogen minimizes this problem, but it can still occur in certain unusual situations. A more serious problem is that high heat input can cause intermetallic compounds to form. If you can't anneal your way out of this situation, you have to cut the weld out and start over. In between these limits, Avesta 2205 Code Plus 2 gives the welder a wide range of welding parameters. The important thing is to use this qualified material with qualified welders and qualified procedures. It is especially important to qualify repair and rework procedures because they tend to be near the total time at temperature limit.
Is there a special filler material?
The Avesta Welding Division, among others, makes a weld filler balanced to assure that the weld zone matches the base metal and mechanical properties and corrosion resistance. This filler metal has a higher nickel, usually about 9%, which is generally agreed to be the correct approach to getting the best properties in the weld metal.
Am I going to need a metallurgist every time I weld 2205?
No, welding 2205 is not difficult. After a welder has handled 2205 once and done his qualification, he will be quite at home with 2205. Its welding characteristics are rather good. What we are concerned about is total heat input. The important thing is to qualify welding procedures, including repair procedures, and not exceed them. Avesta distributes a brochure called How to Weld Avesta 2205. With that and just a little experience, welders have no difficulty with Avesta 2205.
There are many new grades, but I can never get the forms I need.
Now you've hit upon what is really special about Avesta 2205 Code Plus 2. It is available. Avesta produces almost every product form and is working to have a full range of Avesta 2205 product forms available from distributor inventory. Avesta supports two authorized stocking distributors, AM Castle and Stock Alloys, as well as making 2205 available to other distributors. We are determined to maintain this inventory position so that the user can rely on availability.
Suppose I need technical advice on 2205.
Just call Avesta and we will do our best to get you the technical information and support you need. 2205 is a great stainless steel, and Avesta 2205 Code Plus 2 is the best quality available.
Anyone wishing additional information on this product line should contact Dr. Davison at 1-800-631-0343 or at 201-575-7212. If you'd prefer to contact him in writing, please send your correspondence to Avesta Stainless Incorporated, 710 Route 46 East, Suite 301, Fairfield, New Jersey, 07006. Another new idea in stainless steels from Avesta, the idea people.